Okay. Hey, Monsieur. The way they used to do it in Europe.
Right.
In Europe, they used to do this. They gather around. Right. Okay. This is a Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, page 31. It's one of the Gedolei Achronim. I say almost every page in Mishnah Berurah, Yeshuas Yaakov is mentioned. People don't often learn Yeshuas Yaakov innovating. So it's important. He's a Gedolei. So he writes like this. Zeli's Madrav Nistapakti, Kshinasa Godol Mumotsai Shabbos. So in other words, say your bar mitzvah day is on a Sunday. A Sunday. So that means on Motzai Shabbos, you became a Godol. Right. So that previous Shabbos you weren't really chayiv in Shabbos, right? Because you became a mitzvah Motzai Shabbos. But the question is, are you chayiv in Tosefta Shabbos? Yeah, because there's a mitzvah to be mosif in Kol HaKodesh on Friday to make it early, and then Shabbos to extend it. So what would you say? It's some cotton shehig deal.
Motzai Shabbos is one day or 13 years exactly?
They won.
It's not chayiv in Tosefta Shabbos. I mean, chayiv for extended mitzvah
you
never had.
In other words, is chayiv to chayiv in Tosefta Shabbos even though you're not chayiv in Shabbos?
It's not in Tosefta Shabbos. Is just
an adjunct to Shabbos.
Yeah, it's not.
Chayiv in something that you weren't chayiv in the first place.
You wouldn't be chayiv in it. It'd be nice for him to do it.
Chinuch?
Okay, chinuch. It says he was chayiv in Shabbos for chinuch also.
Can it turn
into chinuch? But it said, is there chiv derais? Is it shy to say?
Is it dinner to some Shabbos? Is it chiv derais?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's assume. So let's see what he says.
Where is this?
So he says, "This man Rav Nistapati." Shenase Godol Motzoi Shabbos Chilas Halayla Chayim Tosefta Shabbos the Omer Tosefta Shabbos Dvar Torah Okevan the Biyom HaShabbos Atzmo Lohavim Chuyiv Lushmur Atzmo Shalolassus Molocha Okevan Dayah Kotten After Shabbos Shabbos Eru Chalolam Shalolassus Molocha. That's a Shabbos.
Where do we see that Tosef Shabbos from the Rakhiz Dreisel?
You have to look in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Tess.
The Psukim?
Yeah, they learn that from different Psukim.
Complicated.
The whole thing there.
There's a whole shelf on the base of Midrash.
The Omnam, Hadavar Poshut, the came in the Shabbos, Yom Sha'ovar, El Shehu Machma Shalohi, a Godel Adain, Loz Chaibo. In other words, he thinks it's poshut that you should be chayif against Harav Eli Schwartz Schlitter. As he says, it's the mitzvah of Shabbos, the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos. So now that you're a gadol, so you should be chayif. You become a gadol at Shkia the night before, or say you were born 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so you don't become bar mitzvah until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the din? So we normally assume we don't go by Eslais, we go by the day. That at the beginning of that day, even though you were born 3 o'clock in the afternoon, already the night before, On your birthday, you're a bar mitzvah. So, but there are people that poskim, let's say, that shnei gadlus goes meis leis. So nasa gadol beemtza yom haShabbos, achiyala adash shemutul asus malacha b'Shabbos atzmo min haTorah. So, do you mean to say that min haTorah, if you become a gadol 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so up till 3 o'clock? You were allowed to do malacha, right? and then we, what do we say the rest of the Shabbos? So Shabbat Lassos Malacha Bashabbos Atzmo. In other words, how you were allowed to do Malacha B'Torah to be full till 3 o'clock? Now from 3 o'clock on, are we going to say that no, you aren't chayiv in the beginning of Shabbos? So therefore, you shouldn't be chayiv in the rest of Shabbos. So it says not mistaber. It says avada from 3 o'clock on you chayiv. So who had the nami? By Tosefis, even though you missed the whole Shabbos, but now you're this is Tosefis Shabbos.
So you're saying Tosefis Shabbos is its own mitzvah.
Meaning, just like you can jump into Shabbos at any point on the day of Shabbos, because if you were born 5:15 in the afternoon, right, and that's five, say Shkia that day is the day now that your bar mitzvah is 5:20. So l'chori, you didn't have to keep Shabbos until 5:15, but the last 5 minutes, if you hold the opinion of Meis Leis, then you cleave to keep Shabbos for that, those last 5 minutes, midaraisa, if you hold that we reckon godless from Meis Leis. We don't say, ah, you missed out on the first 24, 23 hours. Right? So you want to say, so if you missed out on the whole Shabbos, but now it's Motzai Shabbos, and you became a bar mitzvah Motzai Shabbos, so maybe you still cleave to be moistic Mikol HaKadosh.
My question is, what did he miss out if he didn't do it?
Well, it was leading to 7 Shabbos.
Like, I mean, it's good to do mitzvahs. It's good always to do mitzvahs, but what did he miss out if he didn't do it? It's not a kasha like the Omer. Like,
do what?
Tosefet Shabbos.
Yes, well, he missed out doing the mitzvah.
He missed out doing the mitzvah, but... Okay, so he missed out.
No, that's the question.
Did he chayiv if he's not?
Did he or not?
No, did he miss it or didn't he? Maybe he doesn't.
Maybe he's not mechuyev if he missed. Maybe the mitzvah.
But I'm saying it's not something that's it's not dependent upon. Like, okay, he missed a darn. Like every day you're supposed to put on tefillin. It's not like the Omer works. But it says we are worried that if he misses one day.
No, but he missed it. So we want to know. Is he mechuyev in that mitzvah?
That he missed it.
He didn't miss it yet.
He didn't miss it yet. We want to know. Yeah. Well, he's holding around by the end of Shabbos. He's like number one is about to say. He goes to the rabbi. Do I have to be boiled over the malacha a little bit on Motzai Shabbos?
What would be the harm in him doing Tosaf Shabbos?
No harm. But the question is he mechuyev or not? We want to know what is the halacha?
It's a conceptual question.
Wait, it's a question of Lamaisa, should he?
I'm saying the question is irrelevant to whether or not he's going to keep Tosefet Shabbos. The question is just like scholarly
connection. Yeah. Oh, now let's have the same Shaila about Motzai Yom Kippur.
Which is everybody.
Right. In other words, what happens if he, his bar mitzvah, he was born Yud Aleph Tishrei. Yud Aleph Tishrei is his birthday. So that means his bar mitzvah is Yud Aleph Tishrei. So Yom Kippur he wasn't really chayiv. We discussed yesterday about Shos and Mashlimin and all those things. So he didn't have to fast. Mikra on the Daraisa level, he didn't have to fast. But he's still mechuyev on Inoy for Tosefus. Not to eat right away, but to...
got like 18 minutes. 18,
whatever it is, yeah. 5 minutes, 18 minutes. The moment he caught me Yom Kippur, but so he can't nasa gadol. Okay, Lahani Nisavi the Hashvin Reis Leis, Lin Yishne Gadlos, and that's a Godel Bemta Yom Kippur, near Lani is 90. And what if you hold like the opinion that you Bar Mitzvah is Reis Leis? So you became Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Yom Kippur. And you have to, so Midaraisa, you could eat the beginning of Yom Kippur. So now, in the middle of Yom Kippur, there's the Rechiv Daraisa that falls upon you. So near Lani is 90, came in the Roshoy Lechol Mixas Hayom. Incantinus me'ervat erv. He holds that the tainus of Yom Kippur is me'ervat erv to shpitu shabbat. It's from night to night. So that's one chativa of night. So once you're not mechuyev in me'ervat erv, so then you're not mechuyev on a deraisa level for anything.
How sad that he would have gone the other direction, right? Then we would have seen that Chinuch could have been even the Shoyes.
Right. Then there would be a... Right, that would have been... Oh, right, if he would have gone the other way, that would have been to answer yesterday's kasha, Rabbi wanted to say, which yesterday we had a kasha, how can you have chinuch l'shaos? Aren't you supposed to have chinuch like the mitzvah is? So what's this idea of chinuch l'shaos? So Rabbi wanted to say, if he would have said the halacha is that you can have a daraisa l'shaos, so then you can have chinuch l'shaos. In other words, just because you don't eat for 5 minutes, that's not inui. It's only inui and Tosefis if you weren't eating the whole day, and now you're mostly for another 5 minutes, that's inui. But if you're essing and fressing the whole day, and now you became a bar mitzvah that night, so we say, don't eat for 5 minutes. This is a gorgeous. It's a good zog.
Yeah,
he's
if he's been fasting the entire day for chinuch, then it is.
Yeah, okay, but we want to know on the rice what's the deal.
If the logic is that it's not inoy, then it could still be
inoy. Yeah, if he was right, if he was doing it al chinuch, he would say, so then maybe you could have the rice. Right. If Abaisi was fasting, even though he didn't have to, then. Right. You all touch on the Ramadan. So then, but on a Daraisa level. Yeah. Is that the early riot? The Tosefis Malacha al Korcha Sumina Torah. But he says Tosefis Malacha is different because Tosefis Malacha, as far as you know, doesn't apply. The name of the Kohas Yirach with Tosefis Inu, in Kehil Kochala. Mr. Belial Gamkin, Osir, the man of Shmosh Belach Achi Osir. Okay, Kochel Osir, Belial Gamkin, a few, the man of Shmosh Belach Achi Osir. We didn't release this Hayom, the man of Shmosh, the Bad Kasi, Jesus Rebeiru. Zenira, Fian is Night, and Kachnokad, the Knesset Hayom, in Isabis, and Shoshaykh, and Matisha, and Chodesh, and Erev Hayl, and Indian Edo. In yourself, I am not a bear, but I have to speak to Shabbat. I have was causing Lady Knesset, I am not committed to Lady Banish Mushers. Came in such suffering in Austin Minatoria, being under Surah Mishim to Cephas. On the Banish Mushers, Fukiyom of Lapa, he also made a smushers. They left the meaning of the Indian cotton, she did what so young Kipper. For something in Indian Eno, Shakhma, Zakim, Shakwar, Achal, Shasa, Batsam, I am, but looking at King Eno, Hawk, on Indian Malacha. Okay, so that's a fascinating piece here in the Yeshuas Yaakov. He wants to be mechalek between Tosefes Shabbos Lachareha for Shabbos versus Yom Kippur. Shabbos did Malacha, so just because you weren't chayev in Shabbos, you can still be mechayev in Tosefes Motzoi Shabbos. But Linyan Inui of Yom Kippur, if you became Bar Mitzvah after Yom Kippur, then you won't be chayev in Tosefes, because when it's not Shaykh Tosefes for you to do the whole Inui. Okay, it's a good piece. The Mitchas Chinuch. Also speaks on this. This is a typical Mitchas Chinuch. You see, the Yeshuas Yaakov should be as famous as the Mitchas Chinuch, but it's somehow not. I mean, in terms of, you know, people don't learn it as much. Someone needs to reprint it with a nice printing of this, and then we should all start learning the Yeshuas Yaakov. That's what we should do.
It's the same style of Mitchas Chinuch?
Yeah, he's a Mefalpel. Yeah. Right?
He uses the Shulchan Aruch as his.
As opposed to.
Yeah. The Sefer Chinuch is in fact he uses the Sefer Chinuch that's just
it's just kind of there.
He made the Sefer
Chinuch. Yeah. Yeah, the Sefer Chinuch is totally tangential to his work. Once in a while, I'll point out that the Sefer Chinuch can bring a diyuk from the Sefer Chinuch, but like it's like. So let's see what he says on page 32. Because the Nerla Nia's Dietes, page 32. Nerla Nia's Dietes, Poshet, she mecha nola biom kippur, ula arbe shitos, the lobby in the base lays. Right, so he blew him. Okay, she would give the shlosha shashona nasa bar mitzvah, but kills the lobby kippur. Ham sanas for the Torah. The Kamokum Poshet was sanas at Josephus. Now he talks about another Shabbat. We come by Mitzvah on Yom Kippur. You're born on Yom Kippur. And we don't follow, and the sheet, like we paskin, that you become Bar Mitzvah right away at the beginning of the day that night. So, are you chayiv in Tosefis?
Why wouldn't he be?
Tosefis is the day before. We said, last year we did from the Kosher Glover. Kosher Glover wanted to say that it's shaykh of a cotton to be chayiv in a mitzvah that's going to affect him when he's a gadol.
Mm.
Right, that's what he says by sphira. He says sphira, cotton is, he wants a mechadish, the cotton is chayiv in sphira because it affects his godless. So just like by Ben Sor Mora, Derek Al Shem Sofo, even though none of these make some comparison.
Even though we don't say that's all right.
Yeah. He says so the Lucas Kina says if you come bar mitzvah you only chayv a shkia, but Tosefis you're not chayv.
So you talk about Tosefis before?
Yeah, we talk about Tosefis on Erev Yom Kippur.
Tosefis after Lakari would be chayv, no?
Yeah, because he's already a gadol.
Sorry, I had a quick question about
the one second. Pajal also has the Tosef Zerv Yom Kippur. He owed Yom Lonishlam Shlosh Shreshonim, and the Kane Nim Chayv Tosef Zlofanim. Achanim Supak and Nasab are Mitzvah Tchilas Lel Lotzay Yom Kippur. So now he has the same Shail of Yeshuas Yaakov. What's the din? If you become Bar Mitzvah and you're Aleph. Kim Yom Kippur and Chayv Sanis Ben Atarki, and Nasab Shlosh Shreshon Ar Alayla. But Laila Teich Vitzis. That's a bar mitzvah chayiv. Call a mitzvah sichayiv. But Tosefis lacher says a chachovim tzorach lahosif. My name came in the chayiv. Call a mitzvah sichayiv. But Tosefis hazeh. Well, Dilma da tor lechiva Tosefis elim hu chayiv beikar. That's your svar elim. There's maybe as much such thing as Tosefis if you're not chayiv beikar. Avon beikar lo hayachayiv klal lo shayach betosefis. Closely about Kodesh Kevin, the Kodesh Atzmal, all Yechayv, all Shaykh, all Sefer. It's our Chiyun.
But here,
we would
say the
what is in Memches, he says, Ulam lachasim sof, Pashim Yosef the Potter, in Har Tzvi, and then he says, Rei Yeshuas Yaakov. So he says that as far that it's not Shaykh to speak about Tosefis, if you're not Chayv and Nikir. You know, they talk about this in the famous Kasha of the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek and the Baal Rebbe, third Rebbe, is when Yom Kippur Chalias B'Shabbos. According to Rish Lakish, the Chatzis Shir is Mutum Ben HaTorah, so the Shir is Kosevus, so you should have to make Kiddush. So they say, well, it's not, this Shabbos is not Chayiv, whatever. But they ask another Kasha, why don't Rav Yosef Engel discusses why doesn't he mekabel Shabbos early and make Kiddush early and only mekabel Shabbos, not Yom Kippur, and then have so I think maybe Rav Yosef Engel, somebody says that no, it's not shaykh to speak about if you're not going to be chayiv in Onik Shabbos on Shabbos, it's not shaykh to speak about to have Tosefis for now because. You're not chayiv in the ikir, so there's a similar notion over here as well.
The next category is you have to wait an hour, so you've got to wait, you just have to wait.
There is a Chasam Sofer as well in this.
Well,
he says you're Svara. I mean,
the
seven is before you. The seven is before, it's not Chayim. If he became Bar Mitzvah on.
Shouldn't
you say though, based on the story, that you are chayv because you're chayv in the interest, or should you be chayv in the interest? No, but that can't say if lemaisi you're cotton at that time. Not like the tajuglova has a svara, but shaykh and chayv cotton, if it's somehow connected to the kriya shema last night, kriya shema tonight, have nothing to do with each other. But sometimes you can have a mitzvah that's ongoing, that's connected one with the other. Can't bring anything from the Cotton Chanel or Beis Yam Sofer case? Yeah, no. Let's take a look in the. So, Rav Yosef Yaakov says what he says in the. Let's see the Chasam Sofer on page 30.
Yeshua's Yaakov's question. The Iker. One's Iker and one's. Can you explain that one more time?
His original question was if a person becomes a Gadol on Motzai Shabbos or Motzai Yom Kippur. Is he chayv in Tosefes?
Right.
So he wants to say for Shabbos, yes. But Yom Kippur, no.
And because what? Because the Iker?
Because. Shabbos he's chayv because he was potter for Shabbos, but he's chayv on Motzai Shabbos on Tosefes. But for Yom Kippur, for the Inui, it's not shaykh to speak about Inui lachareha. If he was eating the whole day, it's not shaykh to speak about an Inui, because there's no Inui not to eat for 5 minutes. It's only 5 minutes is meaningful. You already had 25 hours, and then you can have an extra 5 minutes.
So
that's Inui.
Can we answer that by saying that those two have connection, so if they're not connected, then we can't be Yotzi. Meaning there's a direct connection to Inui of fasting and Tosefet. So if you don't have both of those, then there's nothing to talk about with Tosefet. You know what I mean? One is integral for the other. If you don't have any Inui,
right, exactly.
Then you don't have Tosefet.
That's what he says.
So it's out the window.
So that's what he says. The cotton that becomes a gadol on Motzai Yom Kippur wouldn't have to fast a little bit on Motzai.
Because he didn't fast. Okay.
So look in the second column of the Chasam Sofer here on page 30. The last two were in your Tino. In your Tino, Shanasa Bar Mitzvah, and Motzei Yom Kippur. Yitzum Shal Yom Vadei Potem Min HaTayra. Also Tino Potem Mitosefes Yitziyosa. A few heavy Beis Harasas. Then there only Poshet Yoseh Bebeasa Bekuchta. He says it's Poshet as can be. Base of a cooked is a phrase in the Gemara whether you can have an egg with yogurt. So of course you can have an egg with yogurt. It's an egg's part. Yogurt is dairy. So whenever they want to say something that's so obvious, the phrase in the Gemara in Ervin is base of a cooked. That Tosefes Einu Menat Tzom Atzmo, the name of Nimshach Od Shah Ad Halayla. Kaimbo Lo Chiv Chorus of Malchus Klal Mishum Tepshita. The crying of Mora Love, El Isura Midrosis Chazal, Vehemam Rushu Benatora to surface Michal Al Kodesh. You came Isha Lochayv Vin HaKodesh. Eilach Shaychus Lahosif. But my Yosef, into surface below Iker.
It's funny how he starts up, right? When he starts up, he says, "The name of Yom Kippur Nimshach Yishala Alayla."
Right.
I think it sounds like he's saying,
as if it would have been part, then you could say,
it's like being born in the middle of Shabbos now.
Right, and so then you'd be chayv.
Right.
So you see, it's a separate thing. like Eli Schwartz.
And the separate thing is the Svar that we would, usually when you say it's a separate thing, then you don't think you are chayav in it.
Right. So it's, no, it's separate thing, but Torah's tofel.
But it's still Torah's tofel. The
separate thing, but Torah's tofel. And if you can't be chayav in tofel without the ikur. He says, "What about chol she'ochal chol hayom? What about chol she'ochal chol hayom? The hivri kereg achrona. Says he was sick the whole day of Yom Kippur. He was eating. Now, in the last half an hour, he feels good. So he feels he could doesn't have to eat the last half an hour. So then, shechay b'tosefes. And b'shim shehayom hu hayakodesh etzlom. Lo poka dushosu b'day. Kach kikudushosu shehuta lepikuch nefesh." In other words, I made a mistake. A person means he was eating the whole Yom Kippur. Mom is the whole Yom Kippur. He was eating the whole Yom Kippur. And now the Yom Kippur is over, now he feels good. So we say, don't eat for another half an hour or whatever. Still, you chayiv in Tosefes, because there he was basically chayiv in Yom Kippur. He had, but he was following Yom Kippur like Rabbi David Cohen once said. You know, Hatzalah, their Shmir Shabbos is the protect. So he says his Shmir Yom Kippur was that he had to enter Pikuach Nefesh. So Mela. But now he feels good, so let him be Mosif. But Masha Enke, the cotton, he didn't have anything. Oh, so you can say this is part of the Shus Yaakov, that what is he gaining with the, that's not either, that's the, so it was the Chasam Sofer saying against the Shus Yaakov Svar. In other words, he's saying we didn't. If it ain't Iker and Tosefes, but Shulz Yaakov's saying a different svara. Shulz Yaakov said a svara that it's not shaykh to speak about Tosefes if you're eating the whole day. So that would apply to this person as well. But if the whole person was eating the whole day of Yom Kippur up to Kloch Nefesh, and now he feels good. So what's shaykh to speak about inui if you're eating it? So you won't eat for 10 minutes now. But that's not an inui.
But he says that he was under the auspices of Daraisa left the whole time. It's just that he had to eat because he was sick.
Right,
so he still was under kedusha.
Right, but even though the maisa he was eating, Yeshua's Yaakov says far. If the maisa he's eating, it's not shaykh inui.
Well, he's telling some sort of telling a regular dinner of kedusha to a broad. The Yeshua's Yaakov was honed in on just inui. So. Some sort would be invited to probably to that food. We would say the kedusha it's one big parsha, right?
Well, when the chasm is over,
yeah. I'm saying the shvi's is mimolacha and the din of inu are v'chodamacha. So if you're nichbal in the kedusha, so then even if you ate, Yeshua's Yaakov is segregating the two concepts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the chasm sofa says that if you ate the whole day, you still shaykh to have inu. If Yeshua's Yaakov says,
yeah, but I'm saying some sort of stelling it on the fact that you were nichbal in the kedusha. So like you said, your job was to eat because that's what you needed to do. It's
right.
Still part of the story.
Right.
Yeshua's Yaakov is much more narrow. He's saying, no, look at it, the inu shevlin. The inu shevlin.
That's right. It's not meaningful.
What would Yeshua's Yaakov say about, you know, you eat one kizayis and so now there's no more inu here? I mean, even on Yom Kippur, I'm saying. But see, we don't let you just continue to eat.
Right. Yeah, because there.
It's still.
Just because you ate. A little bit, super shaykh inui the rest of the day. But if you mama she eating the whole day, is a shaykh to have inui for another. Yeah. Okay, so that's. maybe we can do a little bit. Okay, so Sunday we're going to have Chumash now for another Sunday. He'll be here in the morning and we'll decide when to. That's
starting?
Just stop and start.